This is Passport to Texas. The Billingsley Ranch in the Trans-Pecos is made up of pristine Chihuahuan desert grassland. Shortly after buying the ranch in 2008, Stuart Sasser said a wildfire set him back to square one.
And it came up through here and burned about 70% of this ranch. We were able then to start completely over with a new set of fences that are antelope-friendly type fences and build a new type of water system.
In an upcoming segment on the Parks and Wildlife TV series, viewers see the ranch and meet Sasser, a Lone Star Land Steward Award recipient. Michael Sullins is a natural resource specialist with Parks and Wildlife.
Stuart's approach to management out here is not all from a cattle production perspective. He really has a holistic view of the place. He wants to improve it for the native wildlife.
Whitney Gann is a research scientist with Borderlands Research Institute. She says the ranch's prime grassland habitat made it an ideal place to translocate pronghorn.
We've completed 7 translocations since 2011. The Hugh Sasser Ranch served as our release site for pronghorn in 2016. And the result of these translocations is an upturn in the population. And so we've actually doubled our population size since 2012 to today.
A segment featuring innovations on the Billingsley Ranch airs the week of November 4th on the Parks and Wildlife TV show on PBS. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.